Now, friends, as we come to the first book of Kings, again, may I say that this is the second in a series of three double books, 1st and 2nd Samuel, and then 1st and 2nd Kings, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Actually, the double books were at one time single books, one book of Samuel, one book of Kings, one book of Chronicles, but the Septuagint translators made the division, and of course they made it more or less for the convenience of the reader, and I think that it was probably a very wise decision that was made. The theme, as we come now to these two books of Kings, is this expression that occurs nine times in 1 Kings, as David his father. In other words, we're following the line of David, and each king was measured by the standard of David. Now, very frankly, it was a human standard, and it was not the highest standard in the world. But we find that king after king failed to attain even to it. But thank God there were those that did measure up to it. And we find that as you get into this section, that it's a sorry, sordid section. It's history. And it reveals the decline and fall of the kingdom. It was first divided, and then each kingdom fell. We have a key. I always like to pick out a verse that more or less describes this section in each book of the Bible. I would choose here 2 Kings 17, 22, 23, and let me read that. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And now another verse is 2 Kings 25:21. And the king of Babylon smote them and slew them at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away out of their land. Now we have here in 1 Kings the record of the division of the kingdom, and 2 Kings records the collapse of the kingdom. And when they are considered together, they open with King David, they close with the king of Babylon. They are the book of man's rule over God's kingdom, and the results are not good, of course. The throne on earth must be in tune with the throne in heaven if blessings come and benefits accrue to God's people. Yet man's plan cannot overthrow God's purposes, as we shall see. Now, what we have here is a continuation of the narrative that was begun in 1 and 2 Samuel. Actually, 1 and 2 Samuel with 1 and 2 Kings can be viewed as one book. In these two books, the history of the nation is traced from the time of its greatest extent, influence, and prosperity under David and Solomon to the division, and finally the captivity and exile of both kingdoms. Now, the moral teaching here is to show man his inability to rule himself and the world. In these four historical books, we have the rise and fall of the kingdom of Israel. Now, this is very important, as you can see.